KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Happy trails to you.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for another edition of Happy Trails as we keep our eyes on the prize, a regional trail system all throughout Humboldt County. We are certainly getting closer to that every day. And it is also Bike Month, which is wonderful. Today, my co-host Emily Sinkhorn and I are talking with Mark Mueller. All right, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning, indeed. Mark, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Excellent. We're having a little trouble with Mark's cell phone cutting off. So if you cut off, just call us back, okay?
Okay, I will do.
Okay, fantastic. All righty. So May is Bike Month, which is it's fantastic. How long has Bike Month been around?
I mean, I think Bike Month has been going on for a couple decades here in Humboldt, and really, especially the last 10 years, it's grown each year with the number of people participating and with the number of events going on. And this year is certainly no exception. We are in the middle of it, have already had several events and commuter rides and group rides, a lot of great stuff, and a lot of great events remain. And I think what's exciting about this year's Bike Month is there's even more places for families and people of all ages to ride, especially on our waterfront trail and the Humboldt Bay Trail north. And so I think biking is even something that seems more within reach for people, and more especially with more safe places to ride.
Absolutely. Yeah, no kidding. It is really a wonderful thing, and there's so many trails. We were just talking about that as more and more trails come in, I think the bike to work days are going to increase substantially.
Yes, certainly.
Yeah. So Mark, you are in Redding right now, right?
Yeah, I'm in Redding. I'm actually here with a coworker, Lisa Pockaday, seminar called Bicycle Transportation, an Introduction to Planning and Design. And so I'm not sure if I'm going to learn something or maybe do some correcting.
Great. So definitely a good bike training in Redding, and great places to ride in Redding, too, I imagine.
Yeah, we had a chance to ride on some of the trails here. They're really fantastic. And so it's exciting that we're developing a trail system in the area.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I know that the Redding area has really done wonderful things. Let's talk a little bit about some of the events, because there's so many events for Bike Month.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. The two flagship events are coming up this week in Arcata. It's the Arcata Bike to Work Day on Thursday, May 10th, and the North Coast Co-op in Arcata and also the Mad River Hospital in North Arcata are having morning energizer stations for cyclists to swing by, roll by in the morning, get a snack, get coffee, and head to work. And it's great to have support from local healthcare organizations this year for our morning energizer stations. And then at noon at the Arcata Plaza, there is a rally that includes a lot of fun things, prizes, get to meet fellow cyclists. And at both places, the morning energizer station and the rally, there are free mini tune-ups. So it's a great way if you're like, oh, my brake's rubbing a little bit, you can get help from one of our local bike shops.
Terrific.
And that same thing is taking place the following Thursday, on Thursday, May 17th in Eureka, where the North Coast Co-op and also the Eureka Open Door Community Health Center over by the north end of the waterfront trail, they're both having morning energizer stations in the morning, and then a rally on at the Old Town Gazebo at noon.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course, there are some very big biking events that happen during May, of course. We've got the Tour of the Unknown Coast and, of course, the Kinetic Sculpture Race. And this is going to be the 50th Kinetic Sculpture Race, which is pretty darn exciting. It's going to be, we're hearing rumors of upward of 100 machines. That's, we'll see what happens. It could be pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting.
It really will. So, Mark, you going to be back in time for Kinetics?
Yeah, I'm going to be, we'll be back tonight, actually. So.
Oh, good. Yeah, you don't want to miss that. You definitely don't want to miss that.
And I've got some trophies I have to make for that still.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll
got to get on it.
You got to get on that. That is for sure. So, Emily, let's talk a little bit about some of the bike-friendly businesses. You gave me a huge two-page list here.
Yeah. There's a lot of bicycle-friendly businesses. Yeah, and Lisa can talk about that.
Okay, yes, I will. I'd be delighted to. There's over 60 bicycle-friendly businesses, and they're spread throughout Eureka, Arcata, Trinidad, and Blue Lake. And you'll be able to identify them by window signs they have in their shops as you're riding by. And they'll be offering certain discounts or something for free as long as you arrive on your bike.
Fantastic.
So
is
bring
that,
your
does
helmet
that,
in.
Yes. Does that sticker say, is it a bike-friendly business, dine, shop, hire?
What was that?
The sticker in the window. I'm wondering if it's the one I'm seeing on this thing. It says bike-friendly business on there?
Yes, it will say bike-friendly business. It'll be a window sign, mm-hmm. and it'll have the orange Bike Med Humboldt medallion on it. And that's how you'll be able to identify it. And also, we've got them published in the North Coast Journal. We've got every business listed. So check that ad out as well if you want to see who they are and where they are.
Fantastic. Yeah, it is good. There's some really nice perks that are being offered to folks who are biking.
You know, there are a lot of nice things. Businesses have donated prizes for raffles. Another thing, after having been involved in this for a few years now, they know us, they expect us to call, and they're excited about it. That's a really nice aspect of it. They are excited to participate in it.
Yeah, there are some nice, I was just taking a look at some of them here, some of the more impressive ones. There's like percentages off, and there's discounts and little goodies. One of the most the biggest ones I've seen, 50% off at Redwood Yogurt. That's pretty amazing.
Yes, they're very generous.
I guess so. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah. They want to attract people on bicycles.
Clearly. It was pretty impressive. So
it very much is.
So the journal has a list of all these, right?
Yes, the North Coast Journal does.
Fantastic. I think I may post this one up at tickcam.com as well, give people another place to find them.
Yeah, and that's a good segue into the Bike Month Humboldt on Facebook and Instagram. We'll also have this complete list of bicycle-friendly businesses, as well as a lot more information about all our other events.
Excellent.
Yeah, and
I wanted to mention is tonight, did you mention that the Ovarian Psychos movie is playing at Siren Song?
Yes, please. Mention more.
Like tonight, you want some bike thing to do, bike-oriented thing?
Yeah, so that's playing at the Siren Song in Old Town Eureka. That'll be around 6, and the film will start a little after 6 or 6:30. And it's about an all-female, feminist women of color bicycle crew in East L.A., and really how they have formed a group and have used their bikes to really confront the violence in their life, and it promises to be a really empowering and inspirational movie.
Yeah, sounds great.
Yeah.
Sounds great. I love the title.
Yes. Yeah, and so there's many other events going on. There has been a Wheelin' Wednesday group that has been commuting in the morning between Arcata and Eureka, and it's really, this has been kind of started as people wanted to try commuting, but it feels really daunting, especially biking on the 101 safety corridor, mm-hmm. you know, for the first time alone. And so this is a great way to have a group commute, a group ride into work. And that group departs at 7 a.m. each Wednesday in May from the Arcata North Coast Co-op. And so that's a great way to try commuting. There's several pancake rides where groups are meeting up at the Arcata Plaza or in McKinleyville and riding to various pancake breakfasts at local community halls.
One of my favorites.
Yeah, certainly. There's one coming up this Sunday going out to Blue Lake, and then the following weekend's heading to the Dalles Prairie Grange and also up to Trinidad. So a lot of great events going on. And there's also a lot of things for kids. So there's several kids and family bike rodeos happening. And so, again, all this information and events is at Bike Month Humboldt on Facebook and on Instagram. And also there's a calendar of events at humbike.org.
Great. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there have been
how many people are riding on the, on the Love to Ride thing in Strava?
Yeah, there has been a bike Humboldt bike challenge where people sign up online and then log their miles that they've ridden in the course of the month, and we have I think about 150 people signed up. And that's the largest we've had, probably double of what we had last year.
Wow.
And the site is lovetoride.net/Humboldt. And what's cool about it is there's a kind of a way to track your miles versus your in comparison to your coworkers and friends. And so there's a leaderboard and also teams that can compete for prizes for the most number of miles ridden. And it's also a bit of a motivator. I mean, I'm seeing that, you know, my friends are commuting to work each morning, then perhaps I'll get on my bike as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Something that's kind of cool about that is you get a lot of points just for riding your bike that day. Like, you ride 1 mile, you get 20 points.
Nice.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you can actually do pretty well just by riding every day, you know, as far as, you know, or competing with everybody else. Yeah.
That's true. That kind of shows everybody that bicycles are for everybody.
Right.
You don't have to do a lot of miles in order to make a difference.
Yep. And, of course, as we were mentioning before, as these trails become more and more prevalent here in Humboldt County, as they become completed, there'll be more and more of this happening. It's already happening a lot more, which is pretty darn exciting.
Yeah.
Alrighty. So we got, you know, it is bike month, so find an excuse to get out there and ride. We've got some wonderful trails, and of course that list of bike friendly businesses has grown to to 2 pages of and very small type of lots of different places offering all kinds of different things. So there are some free items, there's some discounts, and the list is huge. I'll have that posted up at khum.com as well as up on the North Coast Journal.
Great. Thank you. And again, Bike Month Humboldt is a place to find out more details on Facebook and elsewhere.
Absolutely. All righty. Thank you, guys. Really appreciate that. And as we said, this is this is a very busy bike, or a very, very busy month in the world of bikes. And, of course, the Kinetic Grand Championship is coming up as well. More on that as we get a little closer to it. All right, this conversation on Happy Trails, you will find podcasts at iTunes and at khum.com. Just look for Happy Trails.
Happy Trails to you.